This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and our first guests are with AmeriCorps to talk about what it's like to volunteer during a pandemic and how the organization plans to move forward here in Juno. On the line with me now is Sherry Paul. She's the AmeriCorps Program Director. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Nice to have you here, there. And Miranda Leipsack, she is currently posted at the Association for the Education of Young Children as an AmeriCorps volunteer. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's nice to have you both here. Sherry, can you sort of outline AmeriCorps' position here in Juneau?
I sure can. So thanks again for K2 for having us. So the AmeriCorps program is under the United Way of Southeast. We have been in Juneau serving for quite some time. Formerly, a lot of people still remember it under SAGA, but now it's been under the United Way of Southeast for, I think, 3-4 years. I am finishing up my first year as the director of AmeriCorps. So this year, my first year, has been quite challenging, trying to make it through the first year. And then with COVID, it's quite an ending to this year of service. But our members are, we have 6 members still serving in our community and what's called teleserving. They are basically working from their couches or dining room tables, kitchen tables, living room floors. I don't know because I don't really see where they're, where in the house they are. But they're still doing some great work providing, for instance, Maggie, who is providing service for United Way and for the Choice Program at the high school, has been keeping up with a resource guide for COVID-19 on the United Way's new website. And the resource guide supports all the communities in Southeast Alaska. So she's keeping it up to date for us as new information comes through. And then she's providing tutoring support to students at the high school. Okay. And Miranda, do you want to share what you're doing?
Yeah, so before COVID happened, I was placed in charge of creating these kindergarten welcome nights at 4 of the elementary schools here in Juneau. But with COVID, that kind of got all shut down. So I'm right now, my big project is making a kindergarten welcome video. So I've been reaching out to some of the kindergarten teachers, current kindergarten parents with kids, and like having them interview their children about what kindergarten's like, just to kind of give incoming parents sort of like a deep breath of relief, just so what they kind of know what to expect since they can't go into the schools right now.
Okay. And Miranda, let's back up a little too. When did you get to Juneau?
I arrived in August, towards the end of August. So we had our like orientation week, and then I started towards the end of August at AUIC.
Got it. May I ask where you came up from?
Nebraska. So I went from Nebraska to Alaska.
Got it. And have you had a chance to go home since you got here last August?
Yeah, I went home for Christmas for a little bit, which was fun.
What inspired you to become an AmeriCorps volunteer?
I have always really wanted to help people, and I know how cliche that sounds, but I am a firm believer that if you have the talent, like if you have these talents, you should be using them to help others. So that is why I joined the AmeriCorps.
Got it. And then I bet, let's see, you did say you were able to go home once, but I'm wondering about what the challenges have been like for you since COVID started and, you know, communicating with your family, things like that.
So my family's... It's been kind of tough, not going to lie. With everything going on, everybody's a little stressed, but we still make time to talk to each other, to text, to FaceTime. We've Zoomed. I had Easter over Zoom, and I'll be Zooming again for my sister's graduation. Kind of bummed. I was supposed to fly home for that, but you do what you have to. Beyond that, just the struggles of all these projects that I had been doing for the AmeriCorps program at AUIC just kind of have to had to shift, but they're still happening. So I'm still doing a lot for Juno through the Imagination Library, through these daily tip sheets that I've been sending out, the video that I'm working on. And then with the summer lunch program coming up, AUIC and some of the AmeriCorps members are coming up with a cool idea to bring activities to all these drop sites. I was in a meeting actually earlier today discussing some of the new COVID regulations. So we want to be able to get these activities and these fun things to do during this stressful time to these families, but in a safe way.
Okay. Hey, Sherry, how long can one be an AmeriCorps volunteer in a community?
So that's a great question. So with our program, because there are different AmeriCorps programs, and we're AmeriCorps State National, which means our members serve a full year, or I should say 1,700 hours, which can be completed in 11 months, but there's an extra month of leeway in case a member has to go home or get sick, so there's some grace period. But the key is 1,700 hours. Each member receives a stipend, a monthly stipend to live on, and Juno gratefully donates a bus pass to each of the members. And then upon completion of their service, they're receiving an education award from the federal government of $6,025. And that could be used for paying off their loans, graduate school, or any sort of educational program.
All right. So, Miranda, does your stint sort of end in this August or July?
Yes, I will be done at the end of June, actually.
Got it. And have you been able to make any plans for what's next?
Yeah, I'm actually doing AmeriCorps again. But I'm going back home to Nebraska, so I'll be doing an AmeriCorps program down south.
Got it. Did the program live up to your expectations of being able to give?
Yes, 100%. Not to mention the community. I fell in love with Alaska since I got here. Beyond the community, you have this fantastic, just beautiful land, and I am so excited and happy that I got to experience it.
That's great. Sherry, you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation a couple of you said there's six members, and you mentioned a couple of them. Can you outline where else we can find a volunteer here in Juneau?
Sure. So we did have eight members, and two did go home due to their site closing with COVID, or not necessarily, well, one, the Zanta Kahini, and then the other decided that she wanted to be home with her family. But she is coming back and moving to Juno after the when she's ready to. I have two members who are staying. Well, three are staying in Juno. One works at CERC Genevieve at Adult Education Program doing recruitment and retention, and she actually got hired by CERC upon completion of her program. She's going to stay and work as an employee there. Two other members, Maggie and Liz. Maggie, who worked here for United Way, wants to do a second year in Juno, and she's going to take Miranda's position at AEYC. And Liz worked at Harborview Elementary and is going to stay at Harborview Elementary with a new program. Melanie is working for the Office of Children's Services, doing foster care retention project. And did I miss any? Oh, Holly. Holly is serving. We call them serving and not volunteering, because the difference is that all the members really focus on a unique project that could otherwise not be completed by that agency or nonprofit or school. So they're unique projects that usually you can't hire for a position, but it's something that the agency would like to see done or completed. And Holly worked at Housing First, or served, I should say. See, I catch myself as well. And she created an art program for residents at Housing First and did a lot of art projects and took residents on hikes and created different entertainment, holiday parties, spring parties, special meal presentations, and that sort of thing throughout the throughout her term of service.
What would you say is the average age of an AmeriCorps participant?
Well, Holly this year was our youngest, who turned 21. We require at least 18 and above, but majority seem to be college graduates.
Got it. Because I know, I think of like the Peace Corps, and I know that some folks decide to do that a little later in life. Does that happen with the AmeriCorps as well?
It has. The last year we had actually a gentleman who was probably in his 60s who served. But yeah, it seems to be 23 to 27 years old.
Got it. Miranda, yeah. You've chosen to re-up and do another year. What would you say to our listeners who might be looking for an adventure or looking for an experience like this? What do you tell your friends about this?
Well, for starters, it definitely is an adventure. And 100%, if you're looking into it, you can stay local or you can go as far south as Florida if you so desire. It seems to be very accommodating, at least up here it was, and my site in Nebraska, through the contact that I've had during this COVID time, has been super understanding with everything going on. But it's definitely a fun experience to go out, to serve, to get things done for America, and to meet a lot of really cool and like-minded people, maybe different opinions, different likes, but there's still that core wanting to serve and do something amazing for people.
Got it. And Sherry, any idea how many AmeriCorps volunteers on average come out of Juneau?
Not too many that I know. We have a lot that stay in Juneau after their term of service, and we're trying to strengthen our alumni network. But this year, actually, I have two individuals from Juneau who are applying to do service at Greening Park, which is going to be a new site for us.
All right. If somebody does want to go abroad, as Miranda said, as far as Florida, how does one do that?
Well, what you would do is you'd go on the website, which is nationalservice.gov, and you could read all about the AmeriCorps programs around the country, and then there is a click somewhere there that will send you off to the application. So it is a federal program, so you have to apply through the federal database. And then if you pick Juneau, I get a little email, being on my email, that says, Miranda has applied for AmeriCorps, and then I follow up with that.
Okay. And I know it's probably part of your job to advocate for this, AmeriCorps in Juneau. Sherry, what's something that you've seen AmeriCorps do sort of for our community?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, that's a great question because this is my first year, as I said, as director, and our members have done so many volunteer evening events to support the organizations in their family, literacy events, turf nights, STEM education programs. We helped out at MLK Day, United Way Day of Caring. September 11th, they did some work they baked cookies and delivered them for first responders. So it seems like in growing our program, it's just really, they're actually participating in a lot of different activities, social events and going to plays and just feeling like they wanted to become part of the community, which I think they really have shown that because the city and borough did a proclamation for us recognizing AmeriCorps in the National Service Recognition Day, which was really a great honor that Mayor Weldon agreed to do a proclamation for our community.
Okay, Miranda, any regrets joining AmeriCorps?
Not a single one.
And obviously you must enjoy it if you've re-upped, for another year. Sherry, will you give us that website one more time, please, if somebody
sure.
wants to learn more?
Yeah, if you want to learn more, just visit www.nationalservice.gov, or you can give me a call at 463-1293 here in Juneau.
463-1293?
Yep.
And I guess last question, are we going to see new individuals this August, or what's the current plan?
Well, the current plan is actually pretty exciting. We changed our focus a little bit this next year, and we're focusing on academic improvement, specifically with improving literacy skills in our early year kids from pre-K to third grade. And we partnered with the Juneau School District, and we're going to have 5 AmeriCorps members located in the elementary schools working on tutoring and literacy within each of the schools. And we have our first AmeriCorps member that's going to be located at Tlingit and Haida's Learn Child Care. We're going to have a new member at the Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition. Greening Park is going to have 2. And then we have a couple of our current sites remaining. So again, we're going to be focusing more and more on literacy for the next couple of years.
Got it. And will all of those volunteers actually be in Juneau?
Yes. My goal is, in my perfect world, I always say, we're going to have 13 AmeriCorps.
All right.
Next year.
Well, it's been great speaking with both Sherry Paul and Miranda Leapsack here on the phone. Miranda, this might be one of your last chances here on the air, but maybe not. We never know before you leave. But any message to Juneau before you take off?
Thank you so much for hosting all of us here in your beautiful city. I have fallen in love with the people and with the place, and I just cannot express the gratitude I feel for being able to have this experience.
All right. Sherry, anything else you'd like to add?
I think Miranda summed it up beautifully.
All right. Thanks, you two. Take care.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so it leaves my mind. Imagine how the world could be.